The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
And today we're going to be covering a variety of real estate and finance topics. Stay tuned. This is a live call-in show. We'd love to have your participation, have your calls in. You can reach us today toll-free at 1-866-712-1300. That's 866-712-1300. Or locally at 206-441-5565.
And don't forget, you can also send a Twitter response or request to us at Team Reba is the handle for me here at Team Reba. Kind of makes sense, right?
Excellent. At Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300. Well, today we usually start off the show with a little bit of an update on interest rates and what's going on in the mortgage world. And the what's going on in the mortgage world is that rates are good right now. We've dropped a little bit over the last 2 days. There's a rally in the bond market. Bond markets rallying means the opposite of stocks falling. So when stocks fall, interest rates tend to go down with it. Bond rates rise, or bond prices rise and bond rates fall, which means mortgage rates are dropping. So today's 30-year fixed rate conforming loan is under 4%.
We're hovering, nice.
Yeah, hovering just around 3.875.
That's a nice rate.
That's right.
And I think people who hadn't refinanced and thought rates were going up and didn't think they had a chance to start considering that right now if they haven't done it already.
Oh, we were so scared 2 weeks ago and the Fed was having their meeting. We thought they would raise rates. They didn't. They actually made a speech that kind of said they're worried about the economy, the global economy, and possibly rates would stay the same throughout the rest of the year. Last week, Janet Yellen, the chairman of the Fed, made an about-face on that speech and said, well, maybe we will increase rates this year. And subsequent to that, things have continued to deteriorate in the equity markets worldwide. And so as stocks fall, we've seen what's called a flight to quality, a flight to safety of investing. When the stocks are looking bad, people buy bonds, and it's all supply and demand. More people buying bonds tends to lower the interest rates. So hang in there. Hopefully we're gonna still stay pretty stable on our rates.
And they mean the security instrument and not like James Bond films.
Yes. No. That's
sorry.
Absolutely. Sorry.
I had so many thoughts that went through my head of things, jokes I could make about Bond.
That was probably the only clean one that you could make. So that would be
exactly. That's why I withheld the rest of them because I don't want to get thrown off the radio.
That's right. That would be my guess. So today, Reba and I were talking about what we were going to kind of talk about, mm-hmm. and we like to cover different neighborhoods and events going mm-hmm. on in different neighborhoods throughout
the
area.
This all got prompted about our live show down at the fair.
On Saturday.
Yeah, because we were down there and we were munching on some scones, those wonderful Fisher scones. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they do have a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Fisher scones.
No way.
Yeah, they have their own, they have their own followers, just like you thought. So we were discussing, why doesn't Fisher Scones have outlets or, you know, franchises, right? And then we started talking about, well, what other, look, because what, they've been around since 1911,
right?
And then we started saying, well, what other kind of long-time companies, restaurants, franchise, I don't think they're franchises, they're owned by the company.
Right.
And you brought up your favorite.
Right. Well, and it's a company that I grew up with as a kid in Seattle. It's a company that has a product that cures the common cold. It's a
company.
It cures hangovers.
That I believe.
It's a miracle in its own right. And I do not work for this company. I have I'm not compensated
no
by this company.
You have no financial interest in it, other than you spending money there.
Right. And the thing is, there's only 6 locations in the whole Puget Sound area. So
I wonder if anyone can already guess who we're talking about.
Well, it should be obvious at this point. I mean,
if maybe you're a native, but let's say you live in Pierce County, Because I'm noticing those locations, not a single one of them is in Pierce County.
That's true. That's true.
So don't be so smug over there, Mr. Native.
As a matter of fact, last year there was a poll. The company had a poll. They wanted to open their sixth location. And different neighborhoods could compete.
That's right. I forgot about that. They did a big battle online.
Absolutely. And, so the East Side put in a bid, the North End put in a bid, the South End put in a bid. There's, they have no locations in the South End either.
No, huh?
And North End won. I was sort of bummed about that. I wanted a South End location.
Oh, yes, of course you do, because I'm looking at where these locations are and they're not near your house.
No, that's right. It didn't work out so
well.
Where
you grew up, yes, they were nearby, but that's not where you live now.
That's right. So
do we want to reveal what that is, or do we need someone to call in and see if they can guess?
I wonder if we should maybe hold off on that and get some call-ins.
Hold off on it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because that could lead into some other fun conversations,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Should we talk about maybe some neighborhoods that are near this miracle place?
Okay. Yes. We could do that.
All right.
We'll be obviously starting to reveal that.
Well, let's start with something sort of basic, like, I don't know,
want to talk about who won the right to have one of these locations, or do you want to talk about the original one?
Well, the original one is, let's talk about the original one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know which one's the original one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not native.
It would be the Wallingford. I believe it's Wallingford.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. 45th Avenue.
Okay. I'd heard that, but I wasn't sure if that was true.
Yeah. So, okay. I would say that.
And well, that certainly makes sense because it's near the UW.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Get lots of college kids.
That's right.
Plus, it's near a large residential area that's very dense.
That's right.
In terms of housing.
Yep.
And there's definitely a lot of, I don't know if there was back then. I don't know if there were a lot of other restaurants around.
No, there were a few around there. One or two bars in the area.
Famous ones, too.
Absolutely,
right?
Famous ones. Yeah, that's right.
Blue Moon?
The Blue Moon.
Blue Moon was quite famous.
Yeah.
Are they still around, or did they shut down?
They're gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought I heard somebody talking about them again the other day, and I thought, did they reopen? Someone bought the location?
Oh, that's possible. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
That's the case.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone listening happens to know, please send me a tweet on at Twitter, or at Team Reba on Twitter, and find a way to contact us and let us know. But I'd be curious.
And you can reach us at 866-712-1300, 866-712-1300 on Business Radio KKOL 1300.
Yeah. So that location in Wallingford, which is also surrounded by, of course, part of the U District, you've got Green Lake nearby.
Those
are some of the most popular areas, for people moving here.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you happen to work in OG downtown or South Lake Union, or even up on Pill Hill, which is also known as First Hill, where a lot of the hospitals are.
Absolutely.
But lots of folks trying to move into those areas. Prices rising quite rapidly in those neighborhoods. Also, a lot of competition there. But let's talk about yet another location, which I don't think I have ever noticed. This one, Queen Anne.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where is that on Lake Queen Anne?
Little bit of an odd one. It's actually on Queen Anne Avenue, and it's one of the few that actually has a sort of an inside, to the store.
Oh, like
of the
a
other
sit
ones.
Down?
Right, right.
Oh, wait, you mean over by the stadium or the not stadium?
Key Arena.
Key Arena. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep thinking that's something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
all right.
It's there. I would consider that a lesser of the six. Because...
Okay, well, don't tell them.
Doesn't quite follow the same...
Most folks on Queen Anne like to think they're, pretty hot stuff.
Well, they had to have indoor seating there, apparently.
Oh, well,
so, yeah.
Can't get wet,
well,
I guess.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
That's kind of funny.
Apparently. Yeah.
All right, so far we have U District, Queen Anne. This next one that I'm going to mention, a nice little factoid about that, is that Macklemore, famous local artist...
Yes.
Music artist, did a video.
That's right.
That highlighted this location.
That's right. That's right. Now, was that the 45th Street one, or was that another one? Was that up on...
No, it was up on Broadway,
up
dude.
On Capitol Hill. Okay.
Yeah, you just gave the location by asking that question.
That's right.
Yeah, no, in fact, a friend of mine who's also a musician, and I'm just going to point out, I also, besides doing full-time real estate, I have a band.
That's
on
right.
the side.
Crossing Lines Band.
Yes, Crossing Lines Band. We have a show October 17th down in Kent at Sam's Sports Bar. But one of the guys who was singing with me, Zach Davidson, who lives in Skyway area, mm-hmm. so kind of a South End, South Seattle
sure.
area, he actually, for that video shoot that they did up there, it was about, it was called White Walls, I think,
mm-hmm.
About Cadillacs.
Mm.
And so they went around and got all these people to either loan or donate their Cadillacs to this video shoot. And so Zach has one of his old beater vehicles.
Oh, very
that's
cool.
in the video. And so it's a combination of the Dick's Drive-In up there on Broadway,
sure.
but then a whole bunch of other scenes. And so they've got all these funky old caddies in it. So that was, they saw it, they were driving around the Skyway neighborhood and went, yeah, we need that. And so it ended up in the
very cool.
Yeah.
Very
in the
cool.
filming. It was fun.
All right. Well,
in fact, they closed down Broadway because that was such a huge video shoot.
This place it's just a fantastic cure for things. It looks like, we have a caller calling in here. We're just waiting for our producer
for clearance.
David Summers, our producer, is patching that in.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and we'll give him another second here, but
okay.
You know, while we're waiting for that, has anybody guessed? Well, we'll kind of see if
well, maybe that's what the caller's calling about.
We'll see what they have to say here.
We don't know.
So yeah, so
nobody sent me a tweet yet, so
no.
No, I'm surprised, but then again,
yeah,
you never know when people are going to be on Twitter.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, well, let's go ahead and take this call. It looks like we've got Wendy on the line.
Hi, Reba. It's Wendy.
Oh, well, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing very well. We just had a conversation the other day.
We did, and I was just sitting here listening to your radio show, and I think you guys are talking about Dick's Drive-In.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. That's right.
You are correct. Yes.
Well,
now,
good.
Remind me, Wendy, are you native?
I am not native, but I've been here for 30 odd years.
Okay, so well, definitely have been given plenty of opportunities. So, yeah. Have you eaten at Dick's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was where I took my daughter for her first hamburger. You bet.
Sweet.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
We sat on the tailgate of the car, and we had hamburgers and French fries. And
that's fabulous.
Hang on, Wendy. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some of our local neighborhoods with a Dick's Drive-In.
Stay on for a minute, because I also want to talk about
that's
some other
right.
stuff.
This is Open House with Team Reba, 1300 KKOL.
Call it in.
Is there a way I can hear her better?
712-1300.
I can't hear squat when there's a caller.